Hello there, I'm Kelsey Zeiser.
And I'm Fiona Graham.
Welcome to the light reading recap for the week ending Friday, July 23rd.
Kicking off this week with news from Spain. First, the 700 megahertz frequency band auction was over in just one day.
Wow.
Around €1 billion, so that's $1.12 billion, was raised, only a shade over the reserve of €995.5, with an almost complete lack of competition. The auction petered out after 12 rounds. The license will run for 20 years. As expected, the winners were Vodafone and Orange, paying €350 million apiece, with Telefonica bringing up the rear on a measly $310.
$1 million.
Possibly more importantly, a group of Spanish telcos, including Vodafone and Orange, have got together to protect the sanctity of the siesta, with a commitment to stop cold calls between the hours of 3 and 4. Hinting at the gravity of the sin, the new rules are laid out in a code of ethics, which also covers mornings, evenings and weekends. Times likely to be welcomed a little more by your average Spanish consumer, 60% of whom in 2017 said they never took a siesta. I don't think anyone told the marketing department.
Did you have a nap today? Again!
Verizon's second quarter results for its wireless business were stronger than expected. Most financial analysts say the quarterly results benefited from Verizon's free 5G phone promotion, which was launched in June.
I'm not talking about 4G, baby. I'm talking about 5G.
Verizon says that 20% of its customers now have 5G-capable devices. While the operator is now canceling the promotion, Verizon is open to the possibility of launching it again in the future. However, analysts say it's unclear if Verizon can maintain its 5G growth in the face of competition from T-Mobile's expanding 5G network. Verizon executives remain optimistic and say the operator is still on track to profit from the sale of 5G services.
Did someone say 5G?
5G.
So it might take over a month to get a new home online in some parts of the world, and I am looking at you, Virgin Media. But in a heartwarming pandemic miracle, it seems that the city of Las Vegas managed to create an entire fixed network covering 65 square miles with download speeds of up to 35 megabits per second in just 45 days. Around $1 million in federal coronavirus stimulus money was used to construct the private network running on LTE. The city is now looking at ways to expand it to position Las Vegas as a new smart city. Similar projects are in place in California, Texas, and Arizona, and all it took was a global pandemic to do it.
Let's build this country the way we motherfucking want to.